Knowing me, I'd be all over the place up here. That spirit get in you, you just gotta move. that would have been a good song too, Mitzi, for the beginning. When the spirit says move, move. Or, isn't that one of yours? Ah, good to be here this morning. Good to feel the heat. Good to feel the humidity. Because the alternative, I don't want to experience yet. You know, I always have to affirm when I come, go anywhere to speak, to settle myself down and to let me know it's not about me. And that's that of myself, I can do nothing, but through the Spirit within, that divine energy moving in and through me, I surrender in this moment to do the work that I have been given to do. So one thing I know about life in my young years, that was supposed to be a joke. One thing I know about life is that there's a natural flow. You ever notice that? There's a natural flow to life. And when we just let go and release and go with that flow, things just, yes, the challenges come in. Things are still maybe scattered around us. But that natural flow, when you get into it and you change your thinking and you begin to know the truth, one presence, one power. And I like the one song you were singing where you breathe in and you breathe out love. You know, that's what it's all about. In unity, I think in Unity 101, the first thing we learn is what? Breathe. At least that's what I tell everybody, because that's the first thing when I sat down in a Unity church. It was, okay, take a deep breath and release. You know, not long ago, I noticed that when someone is told some challenging news or when I'm told some challenging news, I notice the first thing I do is go, but it's held. Yes, some breath trickles out. I'm alive, you know. But the first thing, have you ever noticed when you're told something, you go, oh, I'd love to be listening to this tape when it comes out. What's that breathing about? What is the first thing we do when we hear some news? We take that deep breath, that deep intake of air, don't we? And some may trickle out, but if you be the observer, you'll notice that sometimes we don't exhale as great as we inhale. I begin to think about how symbolic the process of inhaling and exhaling is. You know, in life, as things happen, when we're not in that flow, sometimes we don't let go, do we? We hold on to it. We're told something and we hold on to that news, and concern fills us, sometimes worry. But when we take it in, know that it's safe to exhale. We don't have to wait. Not long ago, I got you go to the doctor and you get a physical and everything, and I'm feeling good. You know, I'm feeling strong. I'm in my truth. My body's doing good. I'm losing weight. I'm just right there. And I get a phone call a day later, and there's an issue. And I'm like, you know, how can that be? Well, anyway, to make a long story short, I realized that I didn't have to wait for the test results to exhale. I didn't have to wait for something to happen before I could let go and get in the flow of life. I just breathe in and breathe out and know that the presence of God is right here, right now. Now, that turned out fine. That was just a little adventure that I, worked my way through. But with the help of prayer partners and with the help of breathing and releasing, letting my body relax, I overcame that. So, I really want you to get this point this morning. We don't have to wait to exhale. When you hear that and you gasp in, you can release immediately. You can release immediately. I read up. I said, I'm going to get some thoughts on breathing in general. So I read up a little bit, and anyone know the author Michelle Robbins? She wrote the book Wellness on a Shoestring. Well, anyway, in her book, and she's a major contributor to Unity FM. Anybody ever listen to Unity FM? She's a major contributor to Unity FM. Well, she wrote this about breathing. She said, breath is looked upon as life, as spirit, throughout world cultures. And we all know that, don't we? Genesis 2 and 7 reads, and the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, Vernetta's interpretation of that is, he took in that breath and he exhaled it and became alive, became vibrant with this thing called human experience. She goes on to say, we also know that breath has both physiological and emotional connections. Your breathing will respond to your physical or emotional circumstances. Taking that deep breath on hearing some news, that's responding to that physical or emotional circumstances. Releasing it is know that you are a living soul, that you can, and she goes on to say, you can also control your breathing to affect your responses. Breathing is energizing, cleansing, restorative, physically and emotionally, and even spiritually rewarding. So when we breathe in deeply and breathe out, we are what? We're relaxing. We're bringing our being, little b, our being into focus. Now there's a flip side to this. When we hold it in, when we trickle it out, when we're under stress or we're worried or we're angry or afraid or hear some unfavorable news, we have the tendency to stop the full range of motion in our breathing. We can lock up, tense up, or we can hold back on fully exhaling. You ever experienced that in your life? Something occurs and you hold it in, and that pressure builds up. It's almost like when you pass by a beautiful pond that's been beautiful all spring, and now with the weather still and hot and humid and muggy, it becomes backed up. It's a little scummy. It's not moving anymore. That flow, that natural flow has been stagnant. We have to become the observer in our lives. I guess if I only get one point across this morning, begin to observe your responses. Begin to observe what happens when you're told certain things or watch the news. Oh my gosh. Let me exhale on that one. We have a lot going on in the news, a lot of things going on. But you know, when we get to know there and say it, we say it every Sunday, God is omnipotent. What are you going to believe? You're going to believe, are you going to believe that you cannot make it through this experience called life? You are going to make it because we're lifted on the wings of this divine energy that sustains, that holds us, that fills us. And we can exhale because we no longer have to wait on anything. We can exhale right now. It doesn't matter who's in control of what or what's where, who is running the country, because God is omnipotent. And wherever we fall in this process, wherever we land, we can exhale because we know the truth of our being. And we're okay. And I know I told somebody that the other day. They said, oh, you're living in a fairy tale land. I said, great, I love it. Because I feel good and I don't feel burdened or weighted or sad. But I said to myself, I know there's a God. I know there's a divine presence. I know there's something that wondrously made me. And I'm holding on to that as I walk through this thing called life. So, we all need to be the observer in our own life. We all need to relax and let that flow. Breathe in and breathe out it, and don't limit that flow. When we limit that flow, we become stuck in the doubt and the anxiety. I don't want to live like that. How about you? I want to know and feel the movement and activity of spirit in my being. I feel it so I know it's there. I was searching through some material, trying to figure, okay, Vernetta, you got the front part of the lesson, but what are you going to give? What are you going to share that will help move through this, that people can think back on when someone tells them something tomorrow or today or whatever, and you go, that you know you can exhale, that you can breathe. And then I thought, well, hey, we cannot say it too many times until we know it and get it deep in our hearts. And I said, well, I have this little book. I don't know. Others of you may have it too. And you know how unity is. It may look, yours may look different. But it's called Keys to the Kingdom. If you don't have it, I'd recommend it highly. It talks about our five fundamentals of truth that we believe here at Unity. And like I said, I don't think that we can hear them often enough until we incorporate them fully in our lives. And I see a lot of exhaling going on around here, around this church, around this chapel. So the first thing is, if we lift our consciousness and we hold on to some truths, to some beliefs, and we let them unfold in our lives, and we begin to give up that appearances in the world are greater than the divine, we begin to not only lift our own consciousness, but we can begin to affect and lift the consciousness of the world. Have you ever walked into a room and somebody has just laid a negative thought and everybody's sitting around and you kind of introduce a positive thought and say, well, maybe we could think of it this way. And suddenly everyone has turned. They've turned. And you can be that light once you know the truth about your being. You can walk in, and when everyone is inhaling, you can be the one to show how to exhale in this situation. Well, the first thing is God is absolute good and everywhere present. One power, one presence throughout all. Okay, so this one it can be a little tricky if you don't really get a deep feeling for it. Because I say that because what happens when someone comes up and tells you something about, I'm not going to go into something specific, but someone comes up and tells you something, and then you're thinking, oh, man, that's not good. So what are you affirming, that it's not good? God is absolute good. It may, the appearance may not appear to be good, but if we lift our thoughts and live beyond and hold on to the thought, God is absolute good and everywhere present even in that situation. It may not change what's happening out here, but what happens to you? You're lifted, right? And others may come right along with you. Second thing is, believe that you have that spark of divinity in you, that you're part of the whole. Now, if you don't believe that, if you believe you're separate, if you believe you're out here and God is out there, that's a long stretch, isn't it, when you hold a belief like that? I got to get to God. But guess what? It's in you. That energy, and it's not only in you, it's flowing. It comes in and you exhale out. It comes in and you keep that flow going, that circulation going. So it's not reserved for just you. No, it's in all the world and all the universe and everything you look at. The third thing that you can hold on to and know is that the activity of thinking creates experience as we move through, not only our own, but I wanted to add to this collectively. It's not just your thoughts out here that's creating appearances. It's a collective effort sometimes. But we can change the thought process that's going on today. We can change that thought process. Fear can be built in when you think about, and yes, I'll say the elections, but if your prayer is the right and perfect solution for all in this country, and exhale and let go, and let divine energy moves it through. No matter what happens, we're okay, because what? God is absolute good. And I truly believe that, and I hold on to that. And no matter who's in office, God is absolute good. One power, one presence that overcomes all. And so the fourth is prayer. Prayer is creative thinking. Prayer heightens your connection with God. Sure, we have classes, and I have a class coming up. I just threw that little plug in there. Because I can. But we can go to classes, we can go come to church on Sunday and get little tidbits. We can read all the material we want. But one important factor is to make that connection, to take a few minutes in prayer. Even if you're driving and you want to look at the beauty, and that's a prayer. But take a few moments in that solitude every day. If you add meditation to it, oh, wow. You're going to see revolutionary changes in your life. Because it's not going to necessarily change everything that's going on out here. But what is it going to do? It's going to lift you up. It's going to improve your inhaling and exhaling. It's going to improve that circulation in your mind and in your body. And the fifth thing, we all know the fifth thing, don't we? And I practice doing it all the time. This truth that I know, I live it. Live it. Sometimes the battle within me may be strong, but you know, there's a scripture that says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the presence. Be strong in that divine energy moving in and through you. And know, it's all right to exhale. Amen? All right. So now we're going to prepare. If you haven't had your prayer work or your meditation this week, we're going to prepare. And we're going to breathe in spirit, and we're going to release.
We are here to feel God's presence. We are here to feel
So, we want to get in the flow this morning. And so we breathe in and we breathe out. And as we do so, we feel our minds and our bodies coming to the point of peace. And I want to invite you on a journey this morning. A journey in which we travel down our own individual paths. A and journey in which we travel to that point of the living waters. We feel that presence as we begin. I invite you to close your eyes or focus on one of these beautifully lit candles up here. And as you breathe in and breathe out, give yourself permission to be on this path. Sometimes we inhale and hold it in, and we don't give ourselves permission to release, to let go, to come into this moment right here, right now. As you feel yourself relax, just know that the presence and the peace and the love and the guidance of God is moving in and throughout all as divine energy. And that the point of this journey, right here, right now, is to plug in, to recharge, to re-energize. So that when we proceed from this place, we are full. We are ready. We are prepared. We have the tools we need to make it through this human experience. So as you come to a point where within the light is brilliant, step over the threshold into your inner chamber. And it's okay to exhale, to enjoy, to be enfolded in unconditional love. So take a moment in the silence and partake of these gifts. In the quiet, in your chamber, in the silence. And so in this quiet, give thanks, express gratitude for life, movement of limbs, for breath. And so as we return to the presence of this room, as we prepare to open our eyes and look around at one another, see the face of God, see divine energy expressed in its finest, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for these moments, and we do so in the name of the living, loving Christ, moving in and throughout all. And for this we say, amen and amen. We're going to close by affirming the Lord's Prayer as our wayshower taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.